Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
Yes, it's 03447.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Brenda Rogers.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. Allow me just a brief moment here to locate the account. I do appreciate you being patient with me. It's just loading your information here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just for security purposes, can you verify the address on the account, please?
51 Route 119 East, Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. The account that I've located is for the Bites Hub to a membership that was entered into after a contest entry.
No, I don't want it. This is my point. I'm trying to get a hold of you guys all day yesterday, and I noticed that you left me an email with a phone number. Thank you very much. I went to my bank, and I filled out a dispute. I want the charges for this membership put back onto my account immediately, because what I wanted was where you guys put the $2 stand mixer on there for $2 shipping. And then when I went through all the stuff, oh, surprise, $59 for a membership. I don't want that. So
okay.
The bank already has a dispute, but I would like you to please put that back into my account. It's
okay.
Ridiculous.
All right. Well, I can definitely assist you with the account today. I do apologize for any misunderstanding. It looks like there
any misunderstanding. My boyfriend and I both looked at the whole thing. Was the misunderstanding was at the total end, and I'm like, what is this? It said nothing about a membership. Nothing until the end. And you guys had took no time taking it out. It was 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. So once you enter into that sweepstake entry or the contest entry to win the mixer, in those terms and conditions, it does explain that you're enrolling into the meal app membership.
No, it does not explain it until you take it out.
What I've done for you today is I've canceled the account to prevent all future billing effective immediately. Now, as far
future billing? No, I want the $59 put back into my account from yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. So due to you stating that you've already disputed that charge with your bank, we would have to have you contact us back with the bank to verify they're going to drop the dispute so that we can process a refund. If they've already gotten the charge disputed, we can't touch the charge. We have to have them drop it first before we can credit it back. So I can only cancel
it
today.
Wait. Back up. What are you trying to say to me right now?
Call back with your bank on the line so we can refund the charge for $59.89.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my bank and have them get on this phone number.
Yes, correct.
With me.
Correct. And when we verify they're going to drop that dispute, we will honor a full refund.
Okay, so I guess I'll go up there at 9 o'clock. Is somebody going to answer the phone number that I just called?
Yes, ma'am. We're 24/7, 365. You can give us a call back.
Okay.
Would you
so
like to
you can't just put this. I can go up there. That's not a problem. But I have to go up there because I filled out the paper with my bank to have them talk with me to you on the phone to put it back in my account.
Right.
Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah, we just need them to stop the dispute, and then we can refund it. We can't refund it if it's an active dispute with your bank.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? I couldn't get no phone number until I demanded that someone call me, and I found it on my email.
Okay.
So that's why I went to my bank. Yeah, I don't want to mess around with if I go up there. What is this the number? 1-877-646-2263?
Yes, ma'am. And I have a cancellation number for you to write down.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's going to be C like in Charlie, 920-521-759.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could help you with today?
No, but you might want to, I don't know, Walmart, name was on there, like, oh, here's a $2 stand mixer. You know, what is that? Just to get somebody to go in and pay $60? See if Walmart likes that, because I'm going to say something to Walmart about this, too. This is so ridiculous. It's a rip-off. I mean, really.
Okay, is there
anything
else?
No,
the
there's nothing. No, there's nothing else you can help me with. I'll go up to the bank and I'll give them this confirmation number, and we'll get on the phone together and
okay.
get my $60 back.
All right.
Thank
then.
You so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customers.